either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ufiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم من شهر من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وذاك شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists, whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether we are conscious of it, whether we are not conscious of it, whether we can perceive its existence or whether we cannot perceive its existence, whether it is within the realms of human perception and understanding or whether it is beyond that, everything that exists in the heavens and the earth is the creation of one Allah alone. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. Mufassirin explain what is shay, they say ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah is the creation of Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on the qudrat of Allah. For it to remain in existence, it is dependent on Allah's qudrat. For it to carry out whatever task it is carrying out, either of benefit or of harm, it is dependent on the qudrat of Allah. And for its existence to terminate, it is dependent on the qudrat, on the power of Allah. This entire creation, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضر ولا نفع ولا يملكون موت ولا حياة ولا نشورا. The entire creation cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot live, cannot die, cannot be resurrected. without the permission, without the qudrat, without the will, without the irada of one Allah. Allah alone is controlling everything that exists. Al-Malik la sharika lahu. He is the king. There is no partner with Allah. La nidda lahu. There is no equal with Allah. La shabiha lahu. There is no similitude with Allah. La badila lahu. There is no equal or comparison with Allah. Allah alone is controlling everything. Mudabbir. Allah is the arranger. Allah is the decreer. Allah is the controller. Bila mu'in. Allah doesn't have any helpers. Bila mushir. There are no advisors with Allah. Bila wazir. There are no ministers with Allah. Bila mathil. There is no equal with Allah. There is no like unto Allah. Laysa ma'ahu ilahu yukhsha. Wala rabbu yurja. Wala hajibu yursha. Wala waziru yurta. There is no other ilah that has to be feared. There is no other rabb upon whom they can be hoped. There is no doorkeeper. There is no advisor. There is no minister with Allah that you pay a bribe to get unto Allah. Lam yattakhid sahiba. Allah doesn't have wife. Wala walada. Allah doesn't have children. Walam yakul lahu sharikun fil mulk. There is no partner with Allah in his kingdom. Walam yakul lahu waliyyun min adh-dhul. There is no helper with Allah that out of weakness Allah Ta'ala needs such a person. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Kullu mulkin zailun illa mulku. Kullu dhillin qalisun illa dhillu. Everything will come to an end besides Allah. Every kingdom will be diminished besides Allah. Every shadow will be diminished besides Allah. Allah alone is mudabbir, the arranger and the decreer and the controller of everything. Yudabbirul amra min as-sama'i ila al-ard. From the heavens to the earth, one Allah alone is controlling. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah doesn't take help from anything. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Khabirun bi kulli shay. Allah is aware of everything. Ghalibun ala kulli shay. Allah is ghalib and has power over everything. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. And there is nothing that is like Allah. La tahsabanna Allah ghafila. Allah, in controlling this entire existence, in controlling this entire creation, is not ghafil, not inattentive for one second of anything. La ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma. Controlling all this does not tire Allah. La ta'khudhuhu sina wala nawm. Allah doesn't doze off. Allah Ta'ala doesn't fall asleep. Ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Allah does not forget anything. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Alone, He is controlling everything that is in existence. Allahu, la ilaha illahu. It is one Allah alone. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib. La ilaha illahu. Rabb of the east, Rabb of the west. One Allah alone. Rabbul mashariq wa Rabbul magharib. Rabbul samawati sab'a wa Rabbul arshil azim. Rabbul mashriqain wa Rabbul maghribain. East, west, north, south, above, below. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and it is only one Allah. It is only one Allah. It is only one Allah. This iman, this yaqeen, this firm belief to introduce the entire humanity to this silsila of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam from Adam alayhi salam, carried on till it culminated with Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every Nabi of Allah primarily came with one message. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Know and understand that it is only one Allah. One Allah is controlling. One Allah is giving. One Allah is taking. One Allah is making. One Allah is destroying. One Allah is controlling everything in existence that happens in this world, which Allah wants to happen. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرُ. Poverty in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَى. Sadness in the hands of Allah. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Creation in the hands of Allah. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The mercy of Allah in the hands of Allah. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. عَذَاب in the hands of Allah. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Forgiveness in the hands of Allah. يَصْرِفُهُ عَمْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Drought in the hands of Allah. يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Rain in the hands of Allah. Day in the hands of Allah. Night in the hands of Allah. Ma shaa Allahu kan. Kama shaa kan. Fil waqti alladhi shaa. Ala alwajhi alladhi shaa. Min ghayri ziyada. Wala nuqsan. Wala taqaddum. Wala ta'akhur. Wama lam yashaa. Lam yakun. In the heavens. In the earth. That happens which Allah wants. In the manner Allah wants. In the time Allah wants. Not before Allah wants. Not after Allah wants. Not more than that which Allah wants. Not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ. And that which Allah doesn't want. All the forces, all the technologies, all the science, all the superpowers, all the governments of the world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never ever happen. أكبر من كل كبير. أقوى من كل قوي. أعز من كل عزيز. أجل من كل جليل. أعظم من كل عظيم. Greater than anything with greatness. More dignified than anything with dignity. More majestic than anything with majesty. More glorified than anything with glory. أَحَقُّ مَنْ ذُكِرْ. أَحَقُّ مَنْ عُبِدْ. أَنْصَرُ مَنْ يَبْتُغِي. أَرْأَفُ مَنْ مَلَكْ. أَجْوَدُ مَنْ سُئِلْ. أَوْسَعُ مَنْ أَعْطَى. أَنْتَ الْمَلِكْ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكْ. وَالْفَرْضْ لَا نِدَّ لَكْ. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَكْ. Worthy of remembrance is only you, Allah. Help only comes from you, Allah. Generosity from you, Allah. Day from you, Allah. Night from you, Allah. There is no equal with you. There is no partner with you. There is no king with you. There is no similitude with you. This entire creation is controlled. It is confined. It has a beginning. It has an ending. Allah alone. No beginning, no ending. Awwal bila bidaya. آخر بلا نهاية. قديم بلا انتهاء. قديم بلا ابتداء. قائم بلا انتهاء. Allah is the first, there is nothing before Allah. Allah is the last, there is nothing after Allah. Allah is first, Allah is free of a beginning. Allah is last, Allah is free of an ending. Insan's wujud, insan's existence, insan's purpose, insan's maqsad. Quran is revealed. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika al-kitab. La rayba fi. This is the book. In it is no doubt. Hudal lil muttaqeen. It is hidayat. It is guidance for those with taqwa. Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? Where does deen start? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Those who will believe in the unseen. Ulama explain. Farsh se lekar arsh tak. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing moves, nothing stops moving without the permission of Allah. Awwal Allah, Akhir Allah, Zahir Allah, Batin Allah, Ali Allah, Sami Allah, Basir Allah, Hakam Allah, Latif Allah, Adal Allah, Khafid Allah, Rafi' Allah, Mu'izz Allah, Mudhil Allah, Sami' Allah, Basir Allah, Hakam Allah, Latif Allah, First Allah, Last Allah, the one who raises up Allah, the one who brings down Allah, the one who gives respect Allah, the one who gives disgrace Allah, the listener Allah, the all-seer Allah, the controller Allah, the sustainer Allah, the nourisher Allah, the maker Allah, the destroyer Allah. This yaqeen, this conviction to take out the greatness, the ta'assur, the effect of everything else out of the heart and bring the reality, bring the qudrat, bring the conviction, bring the belief of Allah in this heart. That is insan's maqsad. That is insan's object. That is why Allah has created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I did not create insan. I did not create jinnat. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Except to worship me. Ulama explain, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ To make the ma'rifat of Allah. To recognize Allah. So that in everything around you, you see Allah. This entire creation is inviting to Allah. Unfortunately, with these eyes we have looked at the daughters of others. With these eyes we have looked at haram. So the sight of the nur of Allah in His creation, Allah has blinded us to it. With these ears we have listened to music. We have poisoned these ears with listening to haram. So that the silent message that is being given in all the creations of Allah, inviting us to recognize you, Allah, we can no longer hear it. With these hearts, we have planned haram and we have blackened them with sins upon sins upon sins. So that the perception of tafakkur and seeing the qudrat and pondering over the greatness of Allah in His entire creation has been taken away from our hearts. Otherwise, wallah, wallah, this entire creation is inviting to Allah. Those rain droplets, as they are falling in their pitter patter, is Allah, Allah, Allah. In the soaring eagle, as it takes flight from a mountain, is invitation to the noor of Allah. The snow-capped mountain peaks are inviting to the noor of Allah. Some mountain peaks black, some green, some white. The lush fields and the landscapes are inviting to Allah. The streams that are cutting their way through the mountain with their melodious music are shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. The waterfall, as it thunderously crashes onto the earth, is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. The twinkling, in the twinkling of the stars, you can see the noor of Allah. In the shining of the moon, you can see the noor of Allah. In the rays of the sun, is the noor of Allah. Every mango is inviting you towards Allah. Every apple is inviting you towards Allah. Everything around you is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. See the noor of your Allah. Hear the noor of your Allah. Understand the qudrat of your Allah. Understand the majesty of your Allah. Allahu nooru samawati wal ard. Mathalu noorihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbahu fi zujajah. Az zujajatu kaannaha كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء الله is the نور of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the noor of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is shining with the noor of Allah. Allah calls out in His Quran, Sanurihim, Sanurihim, Ayatina, Fil Afaqi, Wafi Anfusihim, Hatta Yatabayyana Lahum Annahu Al-Haq. Allah says, we will show you our signs within yourselves. Around you, see the noor of Allah. Bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others and did not look at haram. And wallah, you will see the noor of Allah. Bring an ear that did not listen to haram. And wallah, in that stream, you will hear Allah. In the droplets of rainwater, you will hear La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Bring a heart that did not plan the disobedience of Allah. Cleanse that heart. Give the da'wat of iman. Please give the da'wat. Take ta'assur from Allah. Effect only from Allah. Hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-imanu fi qalbi rajul an yuhib Allah. He said, iman demands that you love your Allah. You become fana for Allah. You hand yourself over to Allah. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura wa fi sam'i nura wa fi basari nura wa fi lahmi nura wa fi dami nura wa fi sha'ri nura wa fi sha'thi nura. Oh Allah, give me your nur in my eyes, your nur in my ears, your nur in my body, your nur in my flesh, your nur in my blood, your nur in every hair of my body. This entire creation is shining with the nur of Allah. Wa im min shay, wa im min shay. Look at the fasahat of Quran. There is no exclusion in this. Allah says every shay, everything. This glass is shay, this saucer is shay, my kurta is shay, my blood is shay. The thousands and millions of bacteria in my blood is shea. My veins are shea. My body is shea. This carpet is shea. This brick is shea. These pillars are shea. This roof is shea. These fans are shea. Wa im min shea. Allah says, everything that exists, illa yusabbihu bihamdihi, is making the tasbih of Allah. Everything is making the tasbih of Allah. The sun is making the tasbih of Allah. The moon is making the tasbih of Allah. The rivers are making the tasbih of Allah. The lions, the cheetahs, the wolves, the leopards are making the tasbih of Allah. The insects are making the tasbih of Allah. The fish in the sea are making the tasbih of Allah. The waters of the oceans are making the tasbih of Allah. The insects contained in those waters are making the tasbih of Allah. The bacteria is making the tasbih of Allah. The sky is making the tasbih of Allah. The moon, the stars, wa im min shay. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. Everything in the heavens, everything in this earth is inviting to Allah. He's saying, سُبْحَانَ مَا أَعْظَمَ شَأْنُهُ. Subhana ma a'zama sha'nu. Glory be to you, O my Allah. How great you are. How great is your qudrat. How great is your power. Everything around us is inviting to Allah. Walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. Allah says, out of His mercy, Allah has not enabled you to hear the tasbih. I am shouting now. Already your ears will be paining. What will happen? If the kurta starts making tasbih, and the carpet starts making tasbih, and the pillars and the walls and everything, you could hear them shouting out, Allah, 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 insan will perish. Insan's wujud, insan's existence, insan's maqsad, insan's purpose, my respected brothers, hum Allah ke safir hai, Allah ke safir. We are the messengers of Allah. We are the khulafa of Allah. We are the representatives of Allah on this earth. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani wa subhanallah wa ma ana min al mushrikeen. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you, arsalnak, we have sent you shahidan, as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wada'iyan ila Allah, as an inviter to Allah, as a da'i to Allah, person to person, tent to tent, village to village, door to door, town to town. Read the seerah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his day, his night, calling to the greatness of Allah, inviting to the greatness of Allah. Musa alayhi salam is told, Ohallahu ta'ala ila Musa alayhi salam. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam, anna fi ummati Muhammad, anna fi ummati Muhammad la rijal yaqumuna ala kulli sharafin wawad yunaduna bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. O Musa, in the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be men will be men. They will stand on every mountaintop. They will stand in every valley. They will stand in every alley. They will stand in every gully. And what will be their work? What will be their task? What will they be their mission? They will call to the greatness of Allah. They will invite to the greatness of Allah. فَجَزَاؤُهُمْ جَزَاؤُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will raise them up with the Anbiya. I will raise them up with the Anbiya. This is not an ordinary ummah. This ummah was sent to call to Allah, to the greatness of Allah, to the kibriyai of Allah, to the jalal of Allah. This entire creation, sanurihim, ayatina, everything around us is inviting us, make tafakkur. See the greatness of your Allah. See the noor of your Allah. He who saw the eagle soaring over the mountain, saw the falcon swooping down to grab its prey, saw the beautiful mango, cracked open the pomegranate, and saw the world of pearls vacuum kept, saw the coconuts 40 feet above the ground, full of that beautiful water, realized that there was no contact with any stream. In that mango, there was no contact with the dye factory to give it that beautiful color, nor was there contact with the sugar mill to give it that sweetness. He who saw this, tasted the tasteless sand, saw the seed, saw the water without color, without taste. It went into the mouth of the cow and then milk came out. It went into the mouth of bee and honey came out. It went into the mouth of the silkworm and silk came out. It went into the mouth of the deer and musk came out. It went into the oyster and a pearl came out. He who saw the beautiful stream cutting through the mountain with its melodious voice shouting out, saw the waterfall crashing down, saw the lightning, heard the thunder, saw the sun, saw the moon, saw the twinkling stars, saw the lush landscapes, and saw the beautiful creation of Allah, and did not see the noor of Allah. Wallah, more blind than him there is no one. Everything around us is inviting us, recognize your Allah. This is a fallacy of the people of Batil. This is a lie and a deception of the people of Batil, that they have told us that if you don't get a PhD or you don't get a university degree, then you are jahil. Wallah, wallah, the most jahil and ignorant nation on the surface of this earth is that nation that is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is the noor. Allah is the light. Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. And that heart in which Allah's noor enters, in which that basirat enters, in which the recognition of Allah's greatness enters, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Allah says, I become his eyes by which he sees. In everything he will see the noor of Allah. I become his ears by which he hears. In every sound he will hear the invitation to Allah. I become his hands by which he grasps. I become his feet by which he walks. Allah is in his heart. The love of Allah is in his heart. Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, my greatness, my majesty is such that the seven heavens and the seven earths cannot contain me. Yet I have created the capacity fi qalbi al-mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min, that this heart can contain me. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah. This heart has to be filled with Allah, with the greatness of Allah, with the kibriyai of Allah. Have all the wealth and all the possession and all the businesses and all the investments and all the servants and all the embellishments of this world. And if you don't have Allah, wallah, more bankrupt than you, there is no one. And if you don't have a roof over your head, and you don't have a bed to sleep on, your pillow is a brick, and your bed is the ground, but you have Allah, richer and wealthier than you is no one. We have no other object. We have no other purpose.
من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. He who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, lives for Allah's sake, dies for Allah's sake, his dressing Allah's sake, his home Allah's sake, his family Allah's sake, his education Allah's sake, his business Allah's sake, his day may Allah must be pleased, his night may Allah must be pleased, his every step, his every utterance Allah, 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 فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. His iman is kamil. This is kamal iman, to become the misdaq, to become the embellishment, to become the living reality of inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, everything for Allah. Everything for Allah. He who heard the azan, he who heard the azan and could not leave that business and could not leave that bed and accept the caller of Allah, more jahil than him there is no one, more bankrupt than him there is no one, more corrupt than him there is no one. Janabi Rasulullah, Sadiqul Masduq, Sadiqul Masduq, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. Al-Jafa, Al-Jafa, Kullul Jafa, Wal-Kufr, Wal-Nifaq. He said it is the height of arrogance. The boss calls once, the laborer ignores. He'll call a second time, he may ignore. By the third time, that boss will no longer tolerate. 5 times a day that muazzin is calling out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shopkeeper, Allah is greater than your shop. Businessman, Allah is greater than your business. Farmer, Allah is greater than your field. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah. Come to success, come to your Allah. Put your head down in sujood before your Allah. Let your heart beat with the love of your Allah. Now, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the height of arrogance, kufr, nifaq, is to hear that call and not respond to it. That person who for 20 years, the azan fell on deaf ears, he has denied the call of Allah 36,500 times. Who can be more arrogant than that? Iman is fana fillah, to finish ourselves for Allah, to hand ourselves over to Allah. Then the whole existence of this person from head to toe will be noor. He will become a living embodiment of noor. Wherever he goes, light will spread, noor will spread, hidayat will spread. Who can imagine tomorrow, when they will rise up from the qabr, what will be the noor of Bilal Habshi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Abyssinian slave, father's name not even known, lineage unknown. What will be his noor? What will be the noor of Salman Farsi? What will be the noor of Suhaib Rumi? Such noor, such light Allah will give them. Those who had finished themselves for Allah, the world laughed at them. The world scoffed at them. They were slaves. They were illiterate. They were backward. Taunts and slants were made against them throughout the ages. But they finished themselves for Allah. قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَىٰ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting by the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is crying. Umar radiallahu anhu goes past. He says, مَا يُبْكِيكَ يَا Mu'adh. Oh Muaz, why are you crying? He says, I have remembered something that I heard from the resident of this grave. Umar says, what did you hear? He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Inna Allah يُحِبُّ الْأَبْرَارِ الْأَتْقِيَاءِ الْأَخْفِيَاءِ. He says, I heard Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah loves those who are obedient to Him. in whose hearts is taqwa, and akhfiya, they are concealed. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to explain who are the akhfiya. He says, Alladina idha ghabu lam yufaqadu, wa in hadaru lam yud'au, wa lam yuqarrabu. That when they are absent, no one looks for them. When they are present in the majlis, no one will call them closer. No one will give them recognition. No one will look up to them. If they propose for someone's daughter, it is likely that the proposal will be rejected. If they intercede on behalf of someone, it is likely that the intercession will be rejected. Akhfiya. But qulubuhum masabihul huda. Their hearts are lanterns of guidance. Their hearts are filled with nur. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ غَبَرَى مُذْلِمًا. Wherever they will go, they will dispel the darkness. They will move through the earth, calling to the greatness of Allah, to the kibriyai of Allah, to the jalal of Allah, to the azmat of Allah. And with their enlightened hearts, they will dispel the darkness in every direction on this earth. Janabi Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah loves such people. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, they will rise up. Their nur will be such that even the sun will be envious of them. Their nur will be such that as they will cross the pul sirat, it comes in the riwayat that some people, as they are crossing the pul sirat, Jahannam will call out, juz, faqad atfa'a nuruka al-lahwi. Go quickly. Your nur is putting Jahannam out. Your nur is putting Jahannam out. On the other hand, those who had turned their backs on Allah, those who had hankered after this dunya, whose hearts were empty of the love of Allah, whose hearts were empty of the recognition of Allah, who had blackened their hearts and filthied their hearts and dirtied their hearts with looking at haram, listening to haram, planning to haram, they will rise up also. كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. Their faces will be so black, like portions of a black night. Darkness will seek protection from their blackness. In this world, they had wealth. In this world, they had recognition. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. In Allah's court, they will have no recognition. The filthiest and the dirtiest gutters of this world will seek protection from the stench that is coming from them. Their book of deeds will come in the left hand. Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. They will say, if only we were not given these books. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. If only we had died, we were not brought to life again. Ma aghna anni maliya. My wealth has not helped me. Halaka anni sultaniya. My sultanate and my kingdom has not helped me. There it is too late to regret. There it is too late to cry. Then why did that azan fall on deaf ears? There it is too late to cry. Why did I fill my home with fuhsh and with indecency? Why did I destroy the iman of my children and their akhirat? Why did I go towards riba? Why did I go towards sharab? Why did I go towards zina? There it is too late. There, yawaddu al-mujrim law yaftadi. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِي وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي. That day he will say to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, take my wife, take my children, take my wealth, take my family, take every human being on the surface of this earth and throw everything into Jahannam, but save me. Allah will say, no. لَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Today no one will carry the burden of someone else. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَان. Their pants will be of fire. تَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّار. Their faces will be covered with fire. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ mihad. Their beds will become fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاش. Their blankets will become fire. نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Their rooms will become fire. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٌ. They will be given thorny trees to eat, boiling hot. Yusqa mimma in sadid. The blood and pus of the other Jahannamis, heated up, will be given to them to drink. They will be given Maya Hamim, which is so boiling hot that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion he said, if one bucket of Maya Hamim is brought into this world, the waters of the seven oceans of the world will start boiling. وَإِيَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِ الْوُجُوهُ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. The thirst will become too great. They will cry out for the same Maya Hamim. That boiling water will be brought. As it is brought closer, the flesh and their cheeks of their face will melt into the same water. They will see their own faces going into that water, yet the thirst will be so intense that they will still drink that water. It will cause their intestines to be split into tiny, tiny pieces which will come out of the anal passages. This akhirat, this jaza and saza, this day of recompense, which Quran again and again speaks of, Jannat, Jahannam, Jannat, Jahannam, 6,666 verses in the Quran. Mufassirin explain, 1,000 verses of the Quran, Allah describes Jannat and Jahannam. Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam. Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam. Maliki Yawmiddin, Inna Yawmal Fasli Kana Miqata. Inna Yawmal Fasl, Miqatuhum Ajma'in. قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم ذلك يوم مشهود يوم لا يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه يوم تشقق السماء بالغمام يوم يجعل الولدان شيبا يوم الفصل يوم الندامة يوم الحسرة يوم الجنة يوم النار يوم التغابن يوم Yom, 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 a day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming, again and again and again Allah calls out in the Quran. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Allah says, O my banda, O my slave, loss is not the loss of this world. Loss is not the loss of profit in business. Loss is not having an air conditioner. Loss is not that you don't have an air conditioner, or you don't have the latest mattress, or you have the latest lounge suite, or you have the latest home, or you have the latest car. Wallah, that is not a loss. Loss is the loss of qabr. Loss is the loss of hashar. Loss is the loss of the day of judgment. Innal khasirin. Alladheena khasiru anfusahum wa ahlihim yawm al-qiyamah. The losers are those who put themselves and their families into loss. Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. Thalika huwa al-khusranu al-mubin. This is the great loss. This is the great loss. Every Nabi of Allah, and it culminated with Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was his da'wat to the greatness of Allah, to qabr, to jannat, to jahannam. This ummat was made zimedar, was made responsible. The black of this ummat, the white of this ummat, the rich of this ummat, the poor of this ummat, the educated of this ummat, the uneducated of this ummat, whether in America, whether in Australia, whether in Europe, whether in Asia, whether in Africa, whichever of the four corners of the world he came from, in whichever era or period he came, whether it was a camel age, whether it was a space age, whether it was a rocket age, to the last person to come before Qiyamah, wallah, every reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, through the barakat and the blessings of the Khatme Nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was made responsible to give the da'wat to the greatness of Allah. To give the da'wat to akhirat, to give the da'wat to the beauty of the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This ummat turned its back on this. This ummah has forgotten its mansab, has forgotten its mission, has forgotten its day, has forgotten its night. That is why this entire humanity has become ghafil of Allah. Shibli rahimahullah said, لو عرفوا الناس قدر عظمة الله لا ما عصوا. If the people had to come to know the greatness of Allah, they would never disobey Allah. This entire kainat, this entire universe, this entire earth, this entire humanity has become ghafil of Allah. We know science, we know technology, we know bombs, we know weaponry, we know governments. But of Allah we are ghafil. The talks of Allah have come out. Muslim gatherings, Muslim towns, Muslim homes. And the tongues are devoid of the zikr of Allah. This ummah was sent as da'is. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ke banaye bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se aap logon ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. He used to say, we're not saying to you to speak of the greatness of Allah, invite towards Allah, talk about Allah, because this is some scheme by which you are going to prepare people for chilla and three chillas. ہم اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کے برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ یہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کی طرح نہ کیا جائے. We are saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah, invite towards Allah, talk to of Allah, see the noor of Allah, because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah. This is not the work of a jamaat or a group. Every ummati, every reciter of La ilaha illallah is a da'i. Iman demands, kalima demands, that when you recite La ilaha illallah, you have to take the greatness of Allah, you have to take the tazkira of akhirat, you have to take the tazkira of the risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the four corners of the world. Why sahaba left Medina? Why sahaba left Makkah? Makkah and Medina put together, not even 14,000 graves of sahaba. Where did the rest die? The tides have turned against this ummah. The earth has turned against this ummah. The sky has turned against this ummah. The waves of the oceans are rising up in tsunamis against this ummah. The earth is splitting open and sucking in this ummah. The climates have changed. How much longer, like ostriches, we are going to be with the heads in the ground and not realize by our ghaflat of Allah and by our ghaflat of our responsibility, we have made war with Allah. An Abi Umamat al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف أنتم إذ فسق شبانكم وطغى نساؤكم وتركتم جهادكم. Abu Umama Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, O my sahaba, what will happen to my ummah? What will happen to my ummah when your youngsters will become fasik and fajir? When your women will become rebellious and parade the bazaars, when they will become the commodities of the marketplace, when this humanity will be wrapped up, I'm making tashree, will be wrapped up in such darkness, in such zulmat, that a mother will no longer remain a mother, a sister will no longer remain a sister, a brother will no longer have the maqam of a brother, a father will no longer have the maqam of a father. Women will become entities, will become commodities, so that if you want to sell a fridge, strip a woman. If you want to sell a chocolate, make a woman naked. If you want to sell some bread, make a woman naked. If you want to sell some lingerie, make a woman naked. Well, what has happened to the maqam of a mother? What has happened to the shield of haya and shame and modesty? The Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses his daughter Fatima and says, O Fatima, tell me, what is the most precious thing to a woman? She says, O my beloved father, the most precious thing to a woman is that she should never look at a strange man, nor should any strange man ever look at her.
When he hears this reply, he says, Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima bint Muhammad. Fatima is definitely the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the name of modernity, in the name of keeping up with the ages, in the name of Islam being a contemporary religion, we have destroyed in the name of Islam the haya and chastity of our women folk. So that we have integrated them with the men in the name of Islam. We have made a mockery of that qurbani of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That young mother with her hair open and with her dark sunglasses on, driving that fancy car, takes that little baby of 11 or 12 years of age, dressed in skirts and frocks, with her ponytail behind her head, and drops her off to play in the park. Who is going to tell that masoom baby that you have to become the daughter of Fatima? Who is going to tell that masoom child that you have to become the daughter of Aisha? Who is going to teach her haya? Who is going to teach her shame? Who is going to teach her modesty? Did those masoom children request us that bring those instruments of batil and bring those instruments of zina and fahash into the home? Did those masoom children request us, teach us about cartoons? Teach us to ape people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. We couldn't stay away from the haram, so we introduced our children to that haram. This declaration of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is made not now. إِذْ فَسَقَ شُبَّانُكُمْ Your youngsters will be fasting. Who is he addressing? He's addressing such youngsters. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul in Tabuk, he mocks at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his private majlis. لَيْرْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ When we go back to Medina, the disgraced people, we will take them out of Medina. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. Do not spend on them. He mocks at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zaid bin Arqam, 13 or 14 year old youngster. He hears this. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that this is what Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul has said. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for him, an elderly person. He had the support of his people. He says, Wallah, ya Rasulullah, this youngster is fabricating lies. He is slandering me. I am a true believer, I am your aashiq. Obviously, based on all his qasams and his oaths, this elderly person who is a leader of his tribe, his word is given preference over the word of a 13-year-old boy. So Zaid bin Arqam's people get upset with him. What is wrong with you that you are maligning and insulting a true believer? Zaid bin Arqam says, وقع علي من الغم ما لم يقع على احد قط. He says, such a grief overtook me, the like of which has not overtaken anyone. فنمت كئيبا حزينا. He says, I made salah, I made dua to Allah, and then I went to sleep full of grief. What was the source of his grief? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is displeased with me. That was the jazba of the youngsters of that time. He says, all of a sudden I felt someone pulling my ears. I opened my eyes and he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling beamingly at me. A 13-year-old youngster, he says, at that point in time, if Allah had told me, O Zaid, in exchange for the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with you, I am prepared to give you a life of eternity in this dunya. I would have said, Ya Allah, give me more, but let Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy with me. He says, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Anzalallahu uzraka wa sidqak. O Zaid, Allah has not just informed me, but Allah has revealed Quran till posterity, declaring that you are truthful. The same conversation
of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul is reproduced in the Quran in the defense of a 13-year-old youngster. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلَّ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those were the youngsters. In the presence of such women, this declaration is made, oh my Sahaba, what will happen when your women will become rebellious? Such women. Salma radiallahu ta'ala na comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, why is it that I see that Allah only mentions the men in the Quran? Everywhere, Allah ta'ala refers only to the men. In other words, the male tense is used, referring to men and women. But why is only the male tense used? She had barely finished her complaint and Jibreel is sent. Inna al-Muslimin wal-Muslimat wal-Mu'minin wal-Mu'minat wal-Qanitin wal-Qanitat wal-Sadiqin wal-Sadiqat wal-Sabirin wal-Sabirat wal-Khashi'in wal-Khashi'at wal-Mutasaddiqin wal-Mutasaddiqat wal-Sa'imin wal-Sa'imat wal-Hafidhin furujahum wal-Hafidhat wal-Dhakirin Allah kathira wal-Dhakirat a'adda Allahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran azima. She had barely finished saying this, and Allah sends Jibreel, believing men, believing women, Muslim men, Muslim women, truthful men, truthful women, mutasaddiq men, mutasaddiq women, fasting men, fasting women, men who remember Allah excessively, women who remember Allah excessively, men who could protect their private parts, women who protect their private parts, Allah has prepared maghfirat and a great reward for them. That type of women, Umm Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ajuz and Amya, a blind and an elderly woman. She comes to Madina Munawara with her son. When she comes into Madina Munawara, part of a delegation, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends her to the women, sends her son to the men. Islah of Sahaba had taken place in Medina Munawara. The mizaj of this ummah had been brought onto hidayat. This ummah had understood, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, ukhrija, taken out, selected, chosen. Raisul Mufassirin, Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, when he makes tafsir of Ukhrijat linnas, he says, when Allah conceived you in the womb of your mothers, you were conceived for the effort of hidayat. Ukhrijat, you were taken out for hidayat. Sahabas, businesses were no longer important. Their families were no longer important. Their children were no longer as important. Their homes were no longer as important. Their livelihood was no longer important. The primary maqsad, the primary goal, the primary objective became the hidayat of humanity. So that when the wufud and delegations would come in Medina, 10 men to one sahabi, 10 women to one sahabiya, that sahabi had no food in his house. There was no time to earn. Delegation upon delegation was being sent in the path of Allah. Half their day in the masjid, half the day in the bazaar, half the night in the masjid, half night at home. And more than 4 months of every year striving in the path of Allah. So that in the 10-year Medina period, 150 delegations had been sent out in the path of Allah. Open up the books of Seerah. Read the history of Islam. Open our eyes to what was the maqsad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was established in Medina Munawara. When the 10 men are sent to that sahabi, no excuses given, no objections raised. They would feed them, they would clothe them, they would give them shelter, they would teach them deen. We are saying, Allah must give hidayah to the whole world. Leave the whole world. 50 million people in South Africa.